And so as the next few slides, we're going to talk a little bit about the clarification in this standard of what is an exchange transaction and what is not. And I will tell you, back in 1994, 1995, we had a few definitions, not a lot of guidance. They've been asking for this for years. And why is it happening now? Because of the RevRec standard. Yeah. So the RevRec standard came out, and the nonprofit sector group said, we've been asking for 20 years for RevRec, but you didn't address either government grants or contributions in RevRec. And so right on the heels came 2018-08. So the other fascinating thing for any of you who are fascinated by reading the codification is that their symmetry of guidance is not necessary. So that means that if Amy at the Kresge Foundation says, we feel this is an unconditional grant and are recording it, but the donee says, oh, I really see conditions in here, and we have some of our own internal circumstances that would make this gift conditional, and we're not going to record it, they can be different. And it's okay.
Yeah, you know, one of the kind of conversations at the NAC meeting was around this topic, and really, you know, we thought that part of the driver was to really get the books of the world in balance, but that was not the intent of the FASB. They were perfectly comfortable with there being different treatment.
Correct. And you don't have to call your donors and ask them what their opinion is. so that's a good thing too. And I think that you've got to exercise your own judgment, and you have to convince your auditors or me that, if I'm your auditor, what your policy is and why it is that you believe this is a conditional or an unconditional contribution, or that this is exchange revenue. It's not a contribution at all. And so as we walk through here, we think about the types of different revenues, right? So contributions, 2018-08, exchange, the new RevRec, whatever that number is, lease revenue,
606.
Right? 606. The new lease revenue standard, which nonprofits haven't adopted yet, but that's going to come into play. Agency transactions gain. So we have different standards for different types of revenue streams. Just as a reminder. Okay, so why does it matter whether something is a contribution or something is an exchange transaction? Well, if we were talking about this in 1994, it would be, well, because you have to recognize the pledge, no matter what that number is or how many years it's been pledged at the time the pledge was made, unless there's that remote likelihood kind of scenario, right? And so that's why it mattered. But now, as we clarify what contributions and exchange does mean, and the reason that they clarified this, and you were sitting there, so maybe you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it's, I believe they always thought this was the intent.
Yes.
It's just they didn't use enough words to convince all the CPAs in the United States to do it the same way.
Yep, I think that's absolutely right.
And so from a contribution and exchange, so a contribution is recognized at fair value when an unconditional commitment is received. Unconditional. That's what we're going to be talking about today, the change in the definition of what unconditional versus conditional is. They may be restricted by donor, require tracking, restricted resources require special disclosures, and of course the tax deduction that may occur if you account for the contribution right in your 501c3, and all of those things are in line. But an exchange transaction, you would recognize the amount of the consideration to which an entity expects to be entitled for that exchange. So there's a reciprocal exchange transaction between two organizations. And that's what we're going to be honing in on in a moment as we see some things change. And it's really recognized as the services are contractually, the services are provided to the customer or the customer benefits. And we know any of you who are adopting 606, There's a lot more to this part of recognition. We're not going to go there today. In fact, it's about 250 pages worth in the actual codification on that topic. So today we're just going to stick to what exchange transactions are really now contributions. So what should we be paying attention to?
And one of the biggest points of confusion, and you all have probably seen this really in these two buckets, was around kind of government contracts and the way folks treated these types of transactions very differently for government contracts, for grants from foundations, and then donations from individuals. So there was a hope that the clarification would provide more consistency in that treatment.
So as we walk through this, just a reminder, and I think I probably said it on the two previous slides, a contribution is an unconditional transfer of cash or other assets to an entity, you know, reduction, settlement, cancellation of liabilities. It is a voluntary, non-reciprocal transfer.